Hello, everyone. It is Chris Spangle once again, and we are airing another bonus episode from our Patreon. And you get two Patreon episodes every single month if you join at patreon.com/thepatdown. And we are about to get caught up there and here. And like I've said, the TV show has been a huge time crunch for both Miss Pat and Dion, and it's been tough to make some of these Zoom episodes work. But fear not, Miss Pat and Dion are coming back to Indianapolis, and I'm so excited to see them. I've missed seeing them in person and doing the show live together. It's such a good time. I cry laughing every time, and I hope you do too. So stay tuned for new Pat Down episodes coming soon, and please enjoy this. This is the very first episode of the Pat Down ever recorded, and that's why Dion's not in this one, and I think Garyana's on it, and so it's just Miss Pat, Garyana, and I, and you can hear how nervous we are and how the chemistry is just not quite there yet. I mean, the difference between this episode and where we're at now is just tremendous. So thought you'd find it interesting, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the Pat Down.
Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Hi, this is Miss Pat with the Pat Down, and on today's episode, we will be talking about period cakes, something that I never received in my life, and also about how I met my husband, how much crack used to go for in the 1990s. Make sure y'all tune in.
You better get up, get out, and tune in to this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though, and cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this is taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up.
Hey guys, this is comedian Miss Pat. Welcome to the Pat Down. This is my very first podcast, so I can't tell you what we're going to talk about today. This is a podcast about I don't know yet. We're just going to talk about real shit that goes on in the world, my life, my guest life, and my daughter is here with me today, and my good friend Chris is here with me today. And we're just going to talk. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was I just recently found out that the white community do something that I had no clue of. They do something called a period party. That's when your daughter becomes of age. I guess it's like a quinceañera.
A quinceañera.
What is it?
Quinceañera.
Well, okay. Mexicans have it, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's 16.
Yeah, 16. So when you know when your daughter become of age, turning into a woman, they give her a party. It's a red velvet cake, and I'm quite sure it's a lot of pads and tampons with it, which I learned that comedian Bert Kreischer did it, which blew my damn mind. Because who wants to celebrate something they got to deal with for the next 40 years?
Right. That's congratulations.
I can understand celebrating the menopause, but not the starting of it, which was very shocking.
So you didn't have one for Garyana?
Mm-hmm. She didn't even teach me how to use a pad correctly because when I used the pad, she didn't tell me when I had to take it off. So I ended up getting a whole yeast infection. I didn't get a red velvet cake. I got a yeast infection. So if white people are doing it, I think I should get my own period party. Well, I know it's been a couple of years, but I think that's what I deserve because I've been through a lot because of you and not helping me. So I think we should get a cake for Friday.
No.
Why?
I wasn't even home when you started yours. I remember her father calling me saying She started it. And I was like, what you mean you started it? She started it.
Would you kill her?
Or yeah. I was like, he was like, she started that thing. I'm like, her cycle?
He calls it the Crimson Tide, actually. Well, that's what he calls it now.
So I'm like, he was like, she started it. I'm like, she started what? He was like, her thing. I'm like, well, just go to the store. He was like, what do I ask for? I said, what do you mean what you ask for? He said, they sell baby pads. I'm like, that ain't no baby. Baby don't bleed out that end, okay, unless something is wrong. You go. He's like, she use what you use? I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, but she in the sixth grade. I don't care. It's grown now.
I know. I started, it was March 26, 2000.
Ain't nobody asked you all of that.
It was the day after my birthday. I know. It was traumatizing. I just turned 13. And then my whole life fell apart before my eyes. It was horrible.
Seems dramatic.
I got a DSI for my birthday, and then the next day I got my period. So, you know, that's how the devil gets you.
I think that's life, Garyana.
Life. That's how the devil gets you.
So I was just really shocked that, you know, that's how some people celebrate it in their community. I never heard of that before.
I think that's like a new age thing, because I don't think any of the girls I went to school with ever had a period. I've never heard anybody have a period part. I've never been invited to one. I don't know. I didn't get invited to a lot of parties, but I never got invited to one of those. I think that's something very brand new.
Yeah, I grew up in the town that you live in now, which is 98% white. And yes. Then the 2% are
99.
Miss Pat's family. And
we that damn big, we 2%.
Well, you came to my brother's graduation party, and I remember going, Eric has black friends. This is very progressive. And
wasn't friends. We was there for the food. You were like, your mama had a spread.
Oh, yeah. We love to eat. But I don't know of anybody growing up or even now, but I don't remember a gender reveal party. Like, those are real big now, and everybody's having those, but I never.
Those are so stupid.
Yeah.
I saw one really classy the other day. I saw two babies fighting, and the boy knocked the girl out, and it was a boy she was having.
What? How is that classy?
It was, to me, it was teaching domestic violence.
Right.
Because the boy beat up the girl, and whoever was standing, that's what she was having. And I'm like, you just told
that's
everybody.
That's the stupidest thing I ever
how
heard
old
of.
Were these children?
No, it was like they was dressed up in like inflatable suits.
Oh, okay.
It was inflatable right. suits, and one was a boy, one was a girl.
But it's like pro wrestling. They've got the outcome predetermined, right? It's,
yeah. They had to. So he just pushed her down and like, oh, I'm having a boy. I was like, that's the cutest one I've seen.
That is not cute. Also, that's not even gender. That's just sexual organs. If you're going to be for, that's a sexual organ party, because gender is something totally different.
Nobody asked you for that.
Well, I'm just saying. And they're just so stupid. This is my question. After you have a gender reveal party, do you still have like a baby shower? Or are those the same party? Because I've seen people who had two separate parties. I'm like, I'm not going to sue two separate parties for your baby.
I think it's the same thing. I think they reveal the gender and then you eat and then bring the guests.
My sister for the first kid had a gender reveal and a baby shower.
You so see, that's what they do. And I'm like, that's, you think your kid is too much, because that's just too much stuff. Well,
that's double begging.
That is double begging. Like, if you're going to beg for my money and stuff, do it the first time. It should all been one big party, not two separate parties. That's so stupid.
What is this? Stop saying stupid. I think that's okay, just dumb? A new. No, I think that's just that's just the new stuff. Like when it's I was coming stuff. Up, you didn't have a baby shower. Well, I didn't have a baby shower with my first child, because I had my first child when I was 14 years old.
Right. Yeah.
So you can't invite other 7th and 8th graders over to.
Yes, you can, because I remember a girl got pregnant in 10th grade and she was inviting everybody to her baby
Garyana,
shower.
Stop cutting me off and listen. This was in 1986.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't do it. And it wasn't appropriate in 1986. What we was doing in 1986 that you're supposed to be ashamed of is more popular now. Like, you couldn't show your navel when I was coming up.
Right.
But these hoes are all on Instagram. And the way they dress now, you was like damn near ran out of town if you was dressed like that. You was automatically a hoe.
Right.
You was automatically a hoe when you was on, if you were to show, if you had Polaroid cameras, the way these chicks on Instagram was, you'd get ran out of town when I was coming up.
Polaroid cameras. You can't even post that nowhere. So how would anybody find out? What are you going to do? Go to the town square and post it on the wall?
Exactly. Oh, man. But you, that is a good one. Polaroids were very
the bulletin board at the Pizza Hut. That's right.
Yeah.
But it was very, I mean, you women didn't dress like that. You didn't show your navel. You didn't show your breasts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until the late, when I was coming up. Then in the 80s, when rap came along, you started to show a little bit more skin. And then you started with the, and then when, I remember when Dukes, even when Dukes of Hazzard was out, and Days of Dukes had on these short shorts, everybody wanted them, but nobody wore those shorts.
Nobody wear those out. So like when you were younger and you were going out and you were like going, just, you were trying to attract men. I mean, what did you wear? Like, what did you put
I was 12 years old when I got pregnant. I wasn't trying to attract no fucking body.
All right, well.
I had two outfits in my whole closet.
Thought I was asking a good question. It got real awkward there.
Huh? I mean, but as I got older, and like when I started to date my kid's father, which was a lot older than me, I didn't have many clothes. You tried the mini dresses, but you went to places that regular 12 and 13 year old. I went to places where regular 12 and 13 year olds didn't go also,
right?
Because I was dating a grown ass man. So, you know, what I was doing, my husband wasn't doing. My husband was somewhere in church on his knees praying 6 days a week.
Your husband now?
Yeah, my husband now. He was somewhere praying 6 days a week. So it's just how, and I'm quite sure, like when I met them, even when they sisters them in their 20s, they was wearing really long dresses. And I remember saying, "Where these little house on the prairie bitches going?" you know, I mean, this is what, 92, 93?
Yeah.
And you know, they was very religious. So they had very long dresses and they didn't wear makeup. The mama never wore pants.
Hmm.
Her grandmother never wore pants. Because I think she felt like women don't wear men clothes.
I don't remember. My grandma passed away just recently at 89. I never saw her in pants, now that you mention it.
Yeah, because when it was really done. Religious like yeah. that, they never wore pants.
Yeah, and my grandma was like high-key Jewish, so.
Wait, what?
Because she did like a lot of the Jewish stuff. They just didn't call, they called themselves spiritual people, but they were basically black Jewish people. Because they did like everything that Jewish people do except for have a bar mitzvah and... Look, Grandma didn't eat any type of pork or shellfish. She did not mix fabric. She only ate kosher food. No, Grandma didn't eat shrimp. She never ate shrimp.
I know she didn't eat pork.
She did not eat pork. My grandma was Jewish, so thank you. That's why I'm prospering in this life.
Your grandma was black as hell. She was not no Jewish.
You can be black and Jewish. Where did Judaism come from?
I don't know nothing about all of that. I'm just telling you. Stop banging on things. I'm just telling you. I mean, I know she didn't eat pork. I know she was very religious, and they all, like his sister, the one who died watching the Super Bowl, she only wore dresses.
Hmm.
And when I first met him, that's how all the sisters dressed. And like I said, I was like, what are you country motherfuckers going? It's 1992. Fuck is wrong with these people? But they went to church 6 days a week, and they stayed at church for hours. I mean, the mama would literally go, you know, when I first met her, she was in her 50s. She would literally go to church, like, probably at 3 or 4 o'clock and then get home to midnight. And on Saturday, it was all day.
Yeah, because my dad said they used to get up at 6 o'clock, be at church by 8, and because they had like 16, he has 16 brothers and sisters. So they used to spend their whole day at church. You're not allowed to eat. So it was like a pure fasting thing. So you didn't get your first meal. They had a break in church at 3 o'clock.
That's
when you can get your first meal. Then you go back to church and you get home at 8.
Were they like Seventh-day Adventist or?
I don't know. I told you she was Jewish.
Sounds aggressive.
They went to church on the Sabbath day, which was Saturday.
Right.
They didn't go to church on on Sunday because they rested with Jesus.
Right.
Supposedly. I don't know. I don't know. I don't go to church. I only went to church to eat.
I only go to church for funerals, so I've been to church 5 times.
So how did you end up meeting him then, like, because it sounds like you had two totally different backgrounds, and then like, did you start going to church with him and you're like, this is wild?
No. I met my husband through his brother, who went to school with my brother, went to school with my sister-in-law.
Okay.
One of my brother's wives. So when my brother was in jail doing time, his sister would hang out with my husband's brother.
Okay.
So we all went to a party one night, And I sat across the table from him, and I was like, hey, fat boy, you need a date? You want to split some wings?
That's the best line.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I just looked at him, and I was like, he didn't know I was hiring for a baby daddy, but I was. I had two kids, and they needed a daddy because their daddy was a piece of shit. So I was like, we went out that night went to go see Bruce Bruiser with lip singing and comedy. And he was supposed to be talking to my sister-in-law's sister. Mm. And so he sat across from me and she sat next to him. So I was like, hey, fat boy, you kind of cute. You want to split some wings? And so, you know, I was so fucking hood. So you know how black people do. We eat the food and want to give it all back because we don't want to pay for it.
Right.
And so he was like, hey, you ate the shit. Pay for it. I was like, I don't want to pay for this shit. And so he bought her a drink, but didn't buy me no drink. And the whole time I'm like rubbing on his leg up under the table. So I took his fucking drink. And so he took her drink. And so we exchanged number, and I told him to start, come by the house. And he had a little Nissan Maxima. He would give me a ride because at the time I was a big ass check forger. And so he would go out.
Okay.
My background was crazy.
Yeah.
And so he would go out and loan me his car, and I would ride around out there, and, you know, when he got off of work and borrow his car, and I would have him babysitting. And he told me one day he had my daughter. She's 30. She's 32 now. And he was like, oh, my God, your daughter can read. He said, but your son is dumb as hell. I was like, I didn't have time to invest in him. He just stayed on the corner selling crack with me.
That's sort of how it goes with the second child. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I lost all interest in the second child. Right. That's why I didn't want any more kids. And so he started out just giving me a ride going places. And eventually he started to spend the night, and he would come over and spend the night. And, you know, I'm used to hood guys want to jump you the first night.
Right.
He was over weeks, and I was like, is he gay?
Right.
What's wrong with him?
Right.
And we would just talk because he loved to lift the window up and just listen to the rain or just mm-hmm. listen to the outdoors. And I was like, oh, that is so fucking romantic. He would just talk all night.
So was it because he was so much different than somebody else that you'd been around that was like a huge part of the attraction?
Yes. I mean, he was totally different from me. I didn't get called bitches and hoes. I didn't get punched in the face. Mm-hmm. I didn't get mistreated. He was opening a door, and I was like, and I kind of felt, because I'm from the street,
right.
And I used to feel like if a man opened a door for you, you was a weak bitch.
Hmm.
And I'm like, dude, don't open no fucking door for me. He's like, what is wrong with you, crazy motherfucker? And so, he just charmed me, and he was so nice. He was just so nice, and he listened.
Yeah.
And he would babysit while I go out and commit crimes. And one day he said...
a true gentleman.
That's lovely.
He told me, he was like, look, you're going to have to stop this bullshit. I just got out of the military. You go to jail. I don't know these kids. I can't keep these kids for you. And so I was getting evicted from my apartment because I never paid rent on time. Oh, Lord, I never paid rent. I thought you just stay there 3 months and argue the next 3 months, and you've been in there 6 months at least and get the fuck on.
Right.
So I got the eviction notice while I was gone. And he's like, they putting you out? I was like, oh, fuck them people. He's like, no, they're putting you out. And so I said, well, take me over my daddy house so I can find out, you know, take me over my daddy house so I can get my daddy to apply for an apartment. Because here I am. I'm like 18. I ain't got no job. I'm selling drugs. I'm voiding chicks. I can't get no goddamn apartment.
Right.
And I like nice apartments. And we kept riding on my daddy house, but I couldn't find him. And so finally he said, look, I'll get you an apartment. And I'm like, for real? You got credit? I mean, I was already blown away. The black man could read, and he was out of the military. He had never been to jail.
And he never hit you?
ain't no STDs. Ain't no punching in the eyes. Ain't no calling no bitches. I'm like, God didn't just send me this angel down here with a fucking military uniform on. And so, yeah, I was like, for real? He was like, yeah. He went and applied for the apartment. They called right back and said, you got approved. He said, look, but you can move in. I don't want to stay there. I said, I can't pay the rent. I said, dope. It ain't guaranteed. I'm going to have no money every day. So he moved in with me.
Mm.
And I didn't really love him. I mean, we just was dating. I liked him. And then he wasn't really my type.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first kid's father was very skinny. And, you know, most fat girls a thick girl, light skinned men's, because it's easy to fit between our legs.
It's a physics problem, yeah. It's a man of larger carriage. There's
All of that shit you talking about me. So we started, I told him, I said, I don't like you. I said, I don't love you, but I like you. And I sure appreciate you keeping us from getting put out.
Yeah.
And so we ended up moving together. And shit just kept growing. And I think we was in it less than 6 months, and bam, my sister pop up. She lose custody of her kids. So here's a man with no kids, already got 2 kids that wasn't his. Right. And I go out and get 4 more and give them to him. When I got back, his shit was packed. He's like, I can't do that. And I said, well, I can't choose between my nieces and you. Look at these kids. You know, they crack babies and they need a place to stay. Help us out. And he ended up staying.
Yeah.
And it's been, shit, a long time now.
So when he takes you to meet the super religious family, what was their reaction to you?
When I tell you, you know, one thing I learned about.
So what do you do for a living? I'm forging checks right now.
No. When I went to go meet my mother-in-law, it was crazy. When I went to go meet my mother-in-law, y'all, you know, they lived in a house, and my husband had a mom and dad, and totally different from what I grew up. So all of this shit is running through my head. You know, how do I impress these people? Here I am, an 8th grade dropout. This boy straight out of just got out of the military. Everybody graduated, a close-knit family. And so I said, well, what do I tell your mom? I just can't walk in there and say, hey, my name is Rabbit. Because he was like, look, what's your real name? We can't tell my mom your name no fucking Rabbit. And so I was like, it's Patricia. And so he was like, he said, well, I said, well, I don't have a job. What do I say to a mother-in-law that I don't have a job? I mean, your mother. So I just came up with a scheme. I said, I fix hair. Because every black bitch fix hair. All you got to do is put a ponytail in the microwave and you as a hairstylist back in those days. Because all you did was curl your ponytails and put rollers in it and pop it in the microwave for like 3 seconds and have a whole full head full of curly hair. So I just told everybody I was a beautician. And it was working until they wanted their fucking hair fixed.
All right.
And I couldn't fix hair worth shit. But I had a cousin who could fix hair who would come over and stand behind me and guide me as I fixed people's hair.
Wow.
Yes. Would guide me as I fixed people's hair and fix his sister's hair too. And so, I mean, eventually I just stopped lying to him, you know, and then the mama went through this whole thing about I'm a welfare queen and shit like that. And I really wanted them to like me. And then finally, as the relationship grew up after I had her, I was like, you know what? Fuck you people. I'm tired of trying to fucking please you people. I am who I am and I can't change my background. I'm sorry I wasn't blessed with the household that my husband grew up in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I wasn't blessed, you know, with a study background. But I am who I am. So fuck trying to please y'all. I'm not going to church with y'all. Y'all not getting no more of my food stamp. And I'm going to start whooping y'all ass. That was about 8 years in. And so they realized Pat going to curse at the Thanksgiving dinner. Pat going to say what the fuck she want to say when the fuck she want to say it. And I just stopped pretending.
Yeah.
And when I stopped pretending, I think I gained more respect from them. Overall, I never forget we was at Thanksgiving, and my daughter was a baby, and we got to arguing. Me and one of the sister-in-laws got to arguing, and the mama stepped in, and I was fussing at my husband, and she said, "You don't talk to my son like that." And I politely turned around and said, "Look here, when you help me suck this fat nigga dick, then you can say something about this relationship."
Whoa.
Hell out of here.
Yeah.
And so I just became me over the years. And you know, and then, you know, I went from job to job, you know, because I'm a convicted felon. And I wasn't able to get a good job like my husband because of my background. And then I ended up temping at General Motors, and so did he. And he ended up getting hired. So when he got hired, I was like, oh, thank God I'm free. I don't have to fucking, you know, do this hard ass work anymore. And then I kept asking myself, gas stations is not where I want to work at. What do I really want to do in life? And I ended up meeting a caseworker when I went through the welfare to work program for Bill Clinton. I met this caseworker and she thought I was really fucking funny.
Hmm.
And I just got into it. She's like, you should do comedy. And I was like, nah. But then I went to open mic and they didn't check your criminal background history. And I was like, what? They're gonna just let me do this shit. They don't care about nothing about me, no forging no checks, me committing no crimes, doing nothing. And I just stuck with it. And I found myself.
What year was that?
I don't know. Probably
2005.
She seemed to know.
All right.
It was 2005, 2004, because I was in preschool when you started.
Yeah, it was about 2005, probably.
You're just like a naturally funny person. And it's like we were on the phone talking about this, and then Garyana walked in, and I went, oh my God, there's two of you. Like, so, I said, you should have her on the podcast. She goes, I don't have time for a podcast. I'm watching British Baking Show.
Like, yeah, she watched the weirdest shit sometimes.
I am cultured. Okay, honey.
Is that what you call it? Culture?
Yes, I know a little bit about a lot of stuff. That's how you get your life on. I can answer like 5 questions on Jeopardy every night, and that's good enough for me.
Oh, okay. Well, she watched Jeopardy. I prefer to watch Netflix.
What do you watch on Netflix? All you do is watch Narcos and murder shows.
That's what interests me.
Okay. Straight up brutality. You see? Get cultured.
What kind of culture do you think she should have?
All she literally watches is like shows with people killing other people. You need to watch something else. Watch a comedy. She's a comedian. She does not like comedic shows. She will not watch a comedy.
I do watch comedy. I watch One Day at a Time, a fucking great show.
She watched like 6 episodes.
No, I watched the whole. I watched all 2 seasons. I'm on the 3rd season right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like drug dealing shows. Like, it's funny because when I watch stuff like Narcos, that stuff is personal to me because I remember when those times was happening when I was a drug dealer.
Yeah.
I remember when Escobar got locked up and was no drugs nowhere in the United States.
Really?
It dried up. I mean, really, we was out there, drug dealers was out there fiending for crack because it was so much money to be made. And I remember going and buying these drugs, I spent like $10,000. They were called breakdown. Mm-hmm. So they take the rock and it's about right here, about the first piece of my, what is this?
Your second knuckle.
My second knuckle of my finger. So it would be about that big for $10. And then you would break it down and you would make about $50 off that $10 dime. And it's called Flex. I got tricked out of like $10,000 because I bought $10,000 worth of fake dope when it was a drought, when the first time they caught Escobar.
How fucking pissed were you?
I was very pissed, but thank God I had more money. But cocaine and crack was so hard to find. Back in those days, an ounce would cost you $900. They went up to $1,500 a piece.
Huh.
And off an ounce of dope, you would make about, you spend $900, you make like $18,000 to $2,000 when you bag it up into $10 dime bag rocks. But it was you paid $1,500 and you was getting the crackheads crumbs because it was no drugs out here. So the reason why I like drug shows, because especially when they documentaries, because I always look back at my life and say, where was I when this was going on?
And it probably gives you like a more global context to your life and what was going on. And like,
yeah, I remember that drought.
Yeah.
See, you're trying to make it sound real educational, but you just want to see somebody get shot.
No, it's not about getting shot. It's more about, like I said, it's more about, you know, I can see. I remember that stuff. I remember when Escobar went to jail. I remember when there was a drought. I remember when they was bringing a big-time drug dealer from Mexico to America. He was threatening to kill everybody. I remember all of that stuff. I remember the federal pen in Atlanta, them holding somebody there. And shit was crazy back in those days. So when I see these shows, I'm like, oh, my God, I remember that. Oh, my God, I remember that incident. So that's what interests me. I like shooting. And I don't like shooting guns, but I like shooting shows, and I like drug shows, and I like documentary on real shit that happened. I just watched a documentary where the shit was going on in Canada before it really got into America. The drug trade is so far down, it is ridiculous. Canada, sweet old Canada, mafia.
Like people don't do drugs in Canada?
No, I'm just saying, I just watched a documentary on it. So I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. I never knew this went on. So those are the things that interest me when I'm watching Netflix.
Yeah. All right, well, we're just about out of time. So, I mean, we haven't even talked, like, how do you want to wrap it up? Like, is there like a segment or what do you want to do at the end of this?
I mean, I just want y'all to tune in for the next episode. I'm quite sure each time we do this.
You should do like a segment, like a last thought. So everybody give their last thoughts. 1, 2, 3, and you can be done.
No, Ariana, we're not going to do that. This is my podcast.
I was just saying, well, if you have guests on here, don't you want them to be like, oh, give your last
vote? Nobody gives a fuck what you think.
You tiptoeing on my nerves? You're really tiptoeing on my nerves.
I'm mother.
Because I'm just trying to be nice and give you a suggestion. Ain't nobody asked for all that other stuff you just did.
We're recording.
Okay, we are recording, but I'm getting upset.
Oh, girl, shut the hell up.
Okay, you're stepping on it.
So, I think a fight between you two to end every podcast would be great. I mean, honestly, just throwing that out there.
I'm the mother. She'd get her ass whipped. So,
hey, Mama, let's not do this today. Let's not do this today.
So, make sure y'all tune in for the next episode of The Pat Down with Miss Pat. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.